I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, Lou Gall takes us to the movies every other week. Let's go to Mr. Lou Gall. Big movie season. Hey, Lou, welcome in. Good to have you back.
Hey, Dom, good to hear your voice. Thanks for having me back on your show. And I understand you've seen some good movies.
Yes, two at least. So let's get to The Irishman first.
Sure.
And then we'll get to a couple of the others, Lou. Boy, I don't know about the de-aging process. I'll give you a couple thumbnails to hammer away in here, Lou.
Sure.
Don't know that that works so effectively. Two, look, I'm willing, something I like, I want more rather than less, but I think this is a little bit too lengthy. And I don't understand why De Niro is always a guy who looks Italian to me. They throw into roles like The Irishman or in Casino, he's Jewish. You know what I mean? And I get that. And Al Pacino, my big gripe with it, even though I think this is masterful, the director is masterful, is not Jimmy Hoffa. He tried, but Jimmy Hoffa, to me, was this just huge presence. His head was like a battering ram, you know?
He was a superstar.
Yeah, but I meant physically. He would fight you at the drop of a hat. Stallone probably was more fitting when he played him in Fist than I think Al Pacino was. What do you think?
Well, first, the de-aging process. I think what we have to keep in mind, Dom, when we look at the film, is that really this is the first time it's really been done to such an extent. And it's amazing what it means in the future. You know, it's only going to get better. And if anyone who gets the film, The Irishman, at the end of it, stay there because there's a panel discussion. And part of the panel discussion with the stars and Mr. Scorsese are how the aging process is going to change everything in film. And I agree with them. It's going to be a whole new world.
So the better actors can play younger roles now.
Probably. Actors can play any roles. Actresses can play any roles.
Right.
It's really,
well, maybe with women, it's going to make an even bigger difference, I guess.
The digital future. And I know a lot of people get upset when you say that. And, you know, I hope people go see the Irishman in theaters and also on their TVs, but you know they're not going to. And so you see it the best you can. But it's going to be a whole new world, I think. And I was surprised that the aging was as good as it was. I thought it might be a little weaker, but it worked okay. I mean, I bought the characters. Did you, Dom, or no?
I know the story pretty well. I know the Philadelphia connection to it. I remember Shearing. I remember McCullough, even the other guy who was shot in this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I liked how they worked the Kennedys in. I liked how they worked what was going on societally at various points in it very well. And, yeah, I bought the whole thing. It's just that when I know Hoffa too much, I just, as much as Pacino reaches down to play it, it's difficult for me to see that.
Okay.
Pesci's character was perfect, I think.
And I think in this roundtable, Pesci talks about the script, the book that it's based on, was handed to him. And the person said, I thought you might enjoy this. And he ended up working with Scorsese and De Niro to make it into a film. So it has a little bit of a history to it.
Yeah. I guess, too, the mythology of where Jimmy Hoffa is, what happened to his body, is so pedestrian in this that they try to answer what they say happened.
Right.
I don't want to give a spoiler here, but...
No.
Yeah, so maybe that took a little bit away, because I still like the Hoffa stuff going on. And it did point out, too, that as much as you and I know Hoffa, I don't know if people's Joe ages say, don't get he was as big as the Beatles, I think somebody said in doing it. He was.
He's huge. He was a superstar for the unions and stuff, but things change, as you see in the movie. They change radically. So I agree with you about the length of the film. I thought it might have gone on a little bit too long. On the other hand, Dom, it was such a pleasure to sit there and watch a film with these incredible production values. I mean, you can see the $160 million budget right on the screen. I mean, I think it just looks beautiful, that film.
Oh, yeah.
And the crowd scenes. You don't see crowd scenes like that in movies anymore because they're too expensive.
Yeah, and the length of time they cover in this film. We're going from, what, mid-60s, early 60s to, God knows, to current day almost. Yeah.
Scorsese's in his 70s. I think De Niro's in his 70s. I'd love to be at the meeting when they all decided to do this because the amount of work involved is awesome. It just is. And I think they pulled it off. I mean, I do.
Well, I say Scorsese's the star of this versus the others. Mm-hmm. That would be my review. That's where I'm going with it. But these are gigantic figures. Yeah, definitely. Now, Tom Hanks does a very good job with Mr. Rogers. And I thought this was like a biopic. It was like the documentary on Rogers. I didn't read too much going in. And it is very clever. Using the actor from my top 10 TV shows favorite of the last 10 years, The Americans, Matthew Rhys, was very effectively done, beautifully done.
Yeah, and then we were just talking about the characters in The Irishman being seen bigger than life on screen. And you might say, well, this movie about Mr. Rogers really doesn't have to be a big screen movie. But when I saw it, I don't know how it was when you saw it. It was about half full of the theater. It was an early morning. And people were just so pleased to be there.
Yes.
There was a whole mood in the theater of people happy. And when he would speak, you'd hear people like kind of be touched by what his character was saying on screen, this Mr. Rogers character. I thought it was just a beautiful little film.
And it was. Really, well, where Ro and I saw it, it was about half filled on a Sunday afternoon. And people stood up, or half stood up. But everybody applauded at the end of the film.
There you go.
There you go. Yep. That's rare.
And how many actors could pull that role off of Mr. Rogers? I think Hanks did it, and considering that he is so well known.
Exactly.
You just kind of fall in love with that character. And you really want to be like him more. And I think it's an interesting time we're going through where people are looking for things, something. And he hasn't. Mr. Rogers be one of these people who people live up to what they thought, that would be a very good thing.
Yeah, it's a regret that I tried mightily to get an interview with him. Scored on that. Oh, of course. I'm after the Pope, Netanyahu, Mr.
Great.
Rogers. They're on my top 10 list. Yeah.
Why'd they say no, Don?
I don't even remember it's so overwhelming with him, Lou, to get to him. If you could actually ask him, he would have done it, but I didn't have the right hook or the right connection.
Okay.
Sometimes there wasn't a book that I remember. Sometimes you strike out. I mean, I get the biggest, but that would have been spectacular to talk to him.
You would have done a great job on him with your background and all the things you know. That's a shame. I wish that had happened for you.
Yeah, but Lou, I it's not doing overwhelmingly at the box office. Maybe they thought it wouldn't do overwhelming.
Well, this is something we've talked about in the past. I think the audience for this film is of an age where it doesn't run out to see a movie. It'll wait to see what the neighbors say, what the friends say. I think what's going to tell us the fate of this film is what happens this weekend and next weekend at the movies, because I think it's going to get this strong word of mouth where neighbors are going to see it and friends are going to see it, and we're going to tell each other, what a nice film it is. Because people always say to me, why don't they make films like they used to? Well, this is it. this is for a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's definitely an old-fashioned film in the best sense of the word. And did you think it worked, Don?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Matthew Rhys' character is very good. I'm trying to remember, there was another person in here I liked too. The father that is estranged from him is very good in his role too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, the guy that played the handler of Mr. Rogers, who's a little bit more cynical, very good too. Very good, the tension you had with this guy, that he just focused on the individual that was there, not the production schedule and all the rest. Is there. So, Lou, it works tremendously.
I'm so glad you and Ro enjoyed it. That's
great. Absolutely. Hey, Lou, where do we find you until 2 weeks from today?
Okay, for many years I was the film critic for the Burlington County Times, the Bucks County Courier Times, and the Intelligencer of Doylestown. Hey, Don, thank you so much, and until 2 weeks I will see you at the movie.
And we'll talk Christmas presents related to film with Lou Gall around that time. It's that's what we do every year.
Great. I'll start collecting information. That's a great idea, Don.
Thanks. You, Lou. All right, Mr. Lou Gall here. Yeah, and if you have seen any or either film, I commend The Irishman to you. I'm not being a downer on it. I'm just saying that those were some of the critiques. But Scorsese is unbelievable here. All right, Dom Giordano Show here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.